Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Before we continue, Dory's on the phone. She has a question.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hi, Dory.
Hi, Dory.
Hi, my name is Dory, and I work at the Home Depot. Shout out to Al for that.
Hey, what's up?
I work in pro sales.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I heard about your new business venture, and it just so happens that next month we're throwing a party for our associates, and we need an inflatable movie screen.
How about that?
Really?
Home Depot? How about that? First client.
Yeah. So what company did you go with, Dory?
Well, I reached out yesterday to y'all's Facebook page to see if he was going to be up and running in a month.
Sure I am. I am now.
You're running now?
Yeah. I will be. Now I have a reason to be up and running. And I wanted to have a place, but I needed a big parking lot to kind of try everything out.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I will make sure that it is running 100% for my friends at Home Depot.
Yeah. Our parking lot's going to be perfect. We're throwing a Jurassic Park theme party for our associates on September 17th. The only problem is it is a Sunday night. I didn't know if that would affect you.
No, he's
but
cool.
We need to play either Jurassic World or Jurassic Park, whichever one.
I have those, Al, if you need them.
You do?
Yeah, I have both those movies. My son loves them, so you don't have to buy them.
Okay, September 17th.
You might want to look into licensing.
And yeah. Somebody told me. He said, as long as I'm not charging people to get in and watch the movie, that I don't have to worry about licensing on.
And also, you could charge more because this is corporate.
You cannot charge us that much because
that's
we
right.
love you so much.
Oh, sorry, Dory, I didn't mean to say that in front of you. Al, you could charge way more.
All right, Dory, I'm going to get all your info and your phone number, and we will set this up. I'm so excited.
Cool, Dory.
Big Al, big screen.
Yeah, my team's going to be so excited.
Oh, man, I'm excited. Yeah. All right.
Big Al Mac, we'll provide the pterodactyl sound effects, too, for the movie.
Oh, pterodactyl.
Yes.
You better start practicing now. You got a month.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, it's right there, Dory. He just did it perfectly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dory. That's the best news I've heard all day.
Well, this is the best news I've heard, and I can now go tell my managers we got it all set up.
Yeah. Hey. Word on the street is he might bring Kelly Raspberry with him, Dory.
No, there's no word on that street.
That'd be great, too. All of y'all, come on out.
All right, Dory. Hold on. We'll get your info so Al can hit you up, okay?
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
You too.
Look at you, Al, wheeling and dealing on
first
the show.
First client, Al.
Oh, my first client, and it's the Home Depot. It could not be more perfect.
You know, George, our boss, is now going to require to
break him off 10%.
You got to break him off because you did it on the show.
Yeah. Sunday night.
Oh, that's all right. It's Home Depot.
And they expect you to be there the entire time.
I'm going to be there running the projector.
Set up and tear down.
Are you going to do the blowing up?
I may not be in charge of logistics. I may just do the, hey, what's up, y'all?
No.
Check for holes, or did you just buy these deflated?
I bought it deflated, yeah.
Ow.
Nice. Yeah. Well.
But it's a friend of a friend, so, you know, if there's a problem, I can go back to him. You know, he said, they work, they're fine. I probably shouldn't
say
where he made some of his money. He, like, Apple. I'll just say that. He loves apples.
He made so much money, he decided, I don't want any more. Yeah. I'm going to sell it off to Big Al.
Yeah.
So apples, huh?
Apples. He loves
apples. Love apples.
Man, that's pretty good. I'm going to invest in peaches.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Hey, Kid Nation, it's time for Feel Good Friday. Big Al's feeling good because he just got his first contract for his TV screen.
Good for you, Al.
Yeah.
The blow-up screen.
So excited.
In business.
A projector now.
Yeah, right?
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let us know what you're smiling about going into the weekend. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Feeling a bit nervous, but it's also Feel Good Friday for me because we get to talk to Bobby Moynihan, who's my favorite SNL cast member. I love him. And Will Ferrell are at top of the list for me with that. But he's got a new movie coming out, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. He'll tell us how he feels about that movie.
Okay.
Pretty sure he's going to like it. And we'll also have Gray Drake later on. She'll tell us how the critics are receiving the movies, including Nutty by Nature. But I'm nervous. But I'm feeling good about it.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. And that should make you feel good. I get intimidated when I talk to people like that. And that should make you feel good. Kid Nation, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Join us and tell us why you're feeling good this weekend. Going into the weekend, are you smiling because, I don't know, we have some examples here from the text.
Wait.
Like Robert saying, I'm feeling good this Friday because my wife compared me to Jamie from Outlander last night.
Whoa.
Yeah. Stud. Look at you.
My man.
Mike wrote us and said, "Feel Good Friday. I made this rose out of metal and gave it to a very special lady friend of mine for her birthday this past weekend. It was well received. Got a picture of that rose that he welded." And
oh, wow.
Wow.
That's nice work there, buddy.
That's the kind of skills I wish I had.
Nice work, man.
Because a regular rose will die, but that rose will last forever, like their love.
Right, it's metal.
I need a good welder.
You do, Al?
Yeah, you never know. You might need a good welder.
Maybe we'll find one for you. You never know. What's up, Ellis?
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Going all right. Why are you feeling good, man?
Well, got a bun in the oven. I'm doing great at work. I got everything going for me. Head of my shop.
Uh-huh.
My man.
Can't say anything's bad going on right now.
When is the bun going to be withdrawn from the oven?
October 4th.
October 4th. So you guys are getting close, huh?
Boy or girl, did you say?
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Okay.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congrats, yeah.
Little Ellis Jr.?
That's not what I called him, but yeah, sure, yes.
That's not what I called him.
All right,
congratulations,
buddy.
Alice. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Why are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to y'all.
We're excited. Talking to us. Why are you feeling good?
After a million years in school and finally graduating in May, today is my first day of my first year teaching. And it's the first day for all the staff members to come back today. So it's no more new teacher orientation. It's everybody.
What grade
are you?
What are you going to be teaching? What grade?
Sixth grade math.
Sixth grade math.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
And Kelly, I'm a fellow redhead, so I love you.
Aw, thank you. And everybody's been tagging me. You heard, I'm sure, that the redhead emoji is coming.
Oh, really?
No, I'm so excited, but I'm not excited about how they all have curly hair, as if all redheads have curly hair. But
yeah,
I'm okay.
Maybe there'll be more options.
Yeah,
we'll see. Hey, at least it's one.
At least you got a ginger in there,
right?
Already. Congratulations, Sarah.
Good luck in school.
Yeah, good luck. Speaking of teaching, Thea Jones wrote us and said, "I'm starting my first year teaching this year, and I have Meet the Teacher tonight for my fifth graders at Vista Ridge Middle School."
Yay!
I got so scared to meet the teacher, because you never know.
Yeah. That time, man. Summer just started and it's over already.
Cody, how you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Going great, man. You got something really awesome going on this weekend.
Yeah. Well, technically due to my work schedule, you know, it's going to be Tuesday, but I'm actually driving to Charlotte to meet John Mayer.
Oh, meet him.
Yes.
Yeah. My parents got it for me for my birthday, so I'm going to drop down there. It's always been a dream of mine to meet him, so this is a big dream come true for me.
Who are you taking with you?
I'm actually going by myself because the tickets were so expensive. So really? I could buy one. Yeah.
You know what, Cody? It's going to be you and about 20,000 other girls, so I'm sure you'll make some friends.
Yeah, but I'm sure my girlfriend won't care too much for that. But, you know.
What are you going to ask him?
Oh, gosh. I really, you know, I've thought about that 1,000 times, but knowing me, I'll probably just stutter and pass it or something.
Dude, have fun, man. Send us a picture when you get it.
All right. Sure will, man. Thanks.
Later, Cody. Cody's going to get to meet John Mayer on Tuesday.
All
by himself.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's cool.
He's like you, Al. That's something you would do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Al likes to go do things by himself. He'll go on trips.
That's the thing. So many people hold themselves back from doing something they want to do if they can't find someone to go with them.
Right,
and you'll regret that.
Yeah.
Even if you're uncomfortable, do it.
Just do it.
Go alone. Do it.
The more I think of that Shia LaBeouf video where he's screaming at you, do it, the more I think it makes sense.
That inspires you?
Nike's been telling you to do that for decades.
Yeah, but...
Right?
You can listen to
but Nike's
a
selling
crazy
me,
man.
Nike's selling me things. Shia LaBeouf was just telling me to do it.
Okay.
Nike's just selling me shoes.
Where anyone else would quit. And
that's
you're
right.
Not going to stop there.
Mm-mm.
No. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Do it.
That's right. Do it.
That's right. Dylan.
Angry.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? You have some news that I'm probably going to love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got on. Eminem's album is reportedly done recording and probably coming out this fall.
Ooh! Did you guys hear that?
I heard it. I was listening.
Eminem's about to drop a new album in the fall.
How long has it been?
He's my favorite rapper, so I figured you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, that's both our favorite rappers.
How do you guys think it's going to be?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
I think
2013, November 5th, 2013 was when the last one came out.
There you go.
My man.
I think it'll be a good album. You think it'll be a good one?
Oh, it never goes wrong.
See?
He never puts out a bad album.
Never. I don't know how he'll outdo Rap God, because Rap God's going to go down as one of the greatest rap songs of all time. But what's your favorite Eminem song, Dylan?
Sing for the Moment off the Eminem show.
That's a good one. Mine's that Drug Ballad.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that was a great one.
That's a great one he brought up.
It was so good. All right, Dylan.
Later, man.
We'll have to have a listening party together. Hi, Claire.
That'd be fun. Do guys just sit there and don't talk and just listen? Is that what a listening party is?
Yeah. You listen and then you sometimes
play the music really loud.
You play or you get the lyrics out and then you start trying to learn the songs.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And then you can rap together.
That sounds
like
fun.
Oh, my God.
Act like you never did that with like Backstreet Boys.
I never sat there and I invited my friend over to listen to it with me.
You never did that?
No.
Oh, man. I did that with Eminem, Outkast.
I just really can't. I can picture maybe teenage girls doing that with boy bands, but not two grown men.
It's hip-hop.
Sitting there. Do y'all just look at each other and smile? Everyone smile like...
No,
that
no smiling. This
She's
is
doing,
no, no.
Kelly's doing everything but putting the word little somewhere.
Yeah, right.
In
I'm just trying to just imagine.
I actually feel like JC, when we lived in the same apartment complex, did this for an album.
I did.
We did.
Yeah.
We did this.
Oh, yeah,
did
you just sit there and
we've
just,
done,
yeah. Don't speak. You
don't.
Just listen.
We just listen to it from start to finish, but and just get in it.
Occasionally, if like a
so
good
weird.
Song.
It's actually really fun.
if the beat hits you right, when you're because you're usually your eyes are closed and you're bobbing your head, and then you look up and you smile at each other like, oh, that's a banger.
And then you close your eyes again and just listen again.
And then sometimes we're like, let's listen to that one again.
That is just so weird to me.
We have food.
Kelly, you have to do a listening party with a friend. It's one of the greatest things you can do.
What am I gonna listen to?
I don't know. Find an artist you want to listen
Britney.
To.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney. When she drops an album.
You just feel the music.
Yeah.
But we can't talk.
You can
just
talk
have
a little.
To listen
talk a little.
And eat
rules.
And drink.
If there's a build
rules.
Up.
Close your eyes and bob your head.
It's basically
Kelly,
like
on.
Putting that on instead of the TV.
Don't hate on listening parties.
I'm not hating. I don't get it. But that's fun. The visual of it is very funny to me.
It is funny.
I want to see you do it with a grown man, though.
The listening party?
Just you two. You just invited our caller to
Yeah, Cody.
It.
I'll have one with him. Yeah. Al, do you want to come to our listening party?
No, I'm good.
No, that'd be fun, Al. You want to be there?
I'll close my eyes.
I've gone to
Al would make it. Al be over there.
He'd be bobbing his head because he's trying to stay awake. He'd be like,
I'll be nodding.
Nodding off. Hi, Claire.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're done making fun of me. Go ahead.
I'm not making fun. I'm just trying to figure it out.
My Feel Good Friday is that 9 months ago, I started school to become a dental assistant. And my first day was a Friday, and I started listening to your show. And I heard all the Feel Good Fridays, and I was like, you know, whenever I finish school, I'm going to have to call in and tell them I'm feeling good about finishing.
Aww.
So today is my last day, and I've been listening to y'all every morning on my way to school.
Aww.
for 9 months now.
Yay.
Thank you very, very much.
Congratulations.
You enjoy staring into people's mouths, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dental assisting right there.
Yeah.
They're the one. They're the real MVPs when you go to the dentist's office.
They really are.
Yeah.
And you have to squeeze their hand when it hurts.
I mean, we like you two dentists, but the assistants, they're the MVP. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
I'm from Chicago, and I've been living in New Orleans for 5 years. My parents flew down on Wednesday night to surprise my stepdaughter for her first day of first grade Thursday morning.
Aww.
So they got to wake her up on Thursday. And then her birthday party's this weekend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Very, very, very. Enjoy New Orleans. Shout out B97.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And happy birthday. What's her name?
Callie.
Callie. That's a cute name. Callie's having a birthday party this weekend.
Did it drop in New Orleans? I know it had a lot of rain like early this week.
It's like raining everywhere, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have kids, you might want to head off to the movies if it does rain this weekend. Yep. The Nut Job 2 is coming out, Nutty by Nature, and it stars Bobby Moynihan. He was on SNL. You know him as Drunk Uncle or Riblet. Well, he's calling the show. I'm nervous. He's calling the show next. We'll talk to him.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys got one of my favorite comedians on the phone, one of my favorite cast members of all time that was on SNL.
This is true. You're not just sucking up. This is very true.
Adam Sandler?
True.
No,
stop
Adam Sandler.
It. Stop it.
Not Adam
Chris Rock?
Sandler. No. Bobby Moynihan.
Will Ferrell?
No, stop it.
Actually,
Al,
I do like Will.
It.
I like Will. Bobby Moynihan is on the phone with us right now.
No, it's not. It's Chris Rock.
What's up, man?
Hey, Bobby.
How you doing?
Doing well, man. You're calling in because you've been super busy and you got the Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
Yeah, coming out this weekend, yeah.
Oh, good. Thank thank goodness, a funny kids movie. Because I'll be honest, Bobby, I'm sick of all these kids movies they're putting out now that just aren't that funny for the parents. I mean, I'm being honest. It's hard. It's,
they shouldn't put out things that aren't funny. That's a dumb move.
Right.
I know, right? But I love the nut job movies, and the previews for this look really hysterical.
Mm. You get to play, you're the bad guy in this, right?
I am. I play the villain. I very rarely get to do that. I was very happy. Yeah, I play the mayor who's trying to turn the squirrels' state park into an amusement park for money reasons.
Are there any movie villains, like iconic villains, you look to when you have to play this kind of role?
Inspiration.
I mean, it's just that archetype. I play like a big southern tycoon who's trying to take down the good guy, and it's just like, you know, there's just from childhood, just any kind of those kind of movies just kind of do that.
Yeah. Now, do you get to work with the other actors, or was this one of those movies where they basically gave you the script and you just had to run the lines down by yourself?
Yeah, this was, no, I didn't record with anybody. Very, I've been lucky to do a lot of animation. I very rarely get to record with other people, but, when you do, it's wonderful. But for this one, it was, you know, just roll in your pajamas.
Yeah.
And go record, and, you can head out right after. It's, it's a good gig if you can get it.
So did you, knock out the movie like in an hour and you were done?
I think it was a couple sessions, but it's not a lot. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I think it's like, you know, you go in for a couple hours and then they, you know, once the process of animation goes along, then you come in and do a lot of just running sound effects and or, you know, getting pushed off of something and or do some additional lines. And then, yeah, then you're done. And then you meet everybody at the premiere.
and when you get paid, you're like, man, I literally just got paid pretty decent money because it's a movie that's going to be worldwide.
Yeah.
For a few hours, a couple sessions, right? It's got to be way better than live action.
Yeah, you do more talking on the phone interviews than you do for actually doing the movie.
And you and your wife just had a little baby, right?
We did.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, are we wrong?
I hope you did, because everybody's saying you had a little daughter.
She did.
No, I love that he says we.
We did.
How's that going? How's fatherhood for you, Bobby?
It's going well. I was not expecting to take to it so much. It's been absolutely amazing.
Was the baby the reason you decided to leave SNL, or did you think that 9 seasons was enough for you?
You know, you work there. It was my life's dream to be on that show. And then, you know, it's a grind, you know, I'm a 40-year-old man starting a family and stuff like that. Everything, you know, everything has a
season,
a reason, you know, it's so hard to explain, you know, when I think about it, I go like, oh, I wish I didn't leave. I wish I went back. And then 5 seconds later, I'm like, nope, I couldn't do it anymore. It's just so hard.
Yeah.
But then 5 minutes, it changes. It changes every 30 seconds. I know they're going back to work this week. They're doing some like live weekend update shows this summer. And it definitely feels very, very bizarre not to be there. Cause I loved it my whole life. And I spent my whole life trying to get there. And now I have a very different life in Los Angeles with a family. It's about to start a sitcom.
The sitcom, the previews for that look so incredible. I'm so looking forward to that.
You.
Yeah, John Larroquette.
I'm really happy with it.
Do you look at John Larroquette and yell, like, yeah, that's me. I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Of course. I'm going to grow six inches and become very handsome.
Me, Myself, and I, that's the name of the show that's going to be on CBS that Bobby's in. When is that premiering, Bobby?
September 25th.
September, and you guys got the whole first season already done?
No, we just have the pilot. We start shooting on Monday.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. How's this LA life for you versus the New York that you'd probably grown pretty accustomed to?
Yeah, I grew up in New York. I've been here only like about a week or so, but I've been out here. I'm very closer to a lot of my friends. That's nicer.
Yeah.
All of my friends from comedy have moved out to here to work. So I'm definitely getting used to it. The weather's definitely nicer.
Mm-hmm. As a celebrity, do you get treated differently in L.A. than you did in New York because you're famous?
I don't know. I haven't left the house. I've just been on diaper duty.
Yeah.
And the smell's a little bit different out in California than it is in New York, right?
Yeah, it smells like medicinal marijuana everywhere.
That's why you guys move out there. What a dream.
Yeah. Man, you've been really busy. You got DuckTales. You're bringing that back. I saw a lot of people are super excited about that, Bobby. Who was that your idea, or did they approach you?
It was all my idea. No, I wish it was. I got, got approached to audition and auditioned, and I got Louie. I was very, very happy. I was a fan of DuckTales as a kid, and I think they did an amazing job. A lot of these reboots are pretty tricky, but this doesn't even feel like a reboot. It just feels like harkening back to like the old DuckTales, even before the animated series, like Carl Barks, like the comic books. Like, it's just all about a family of adventurers, and I think they did an amazing, amazing job on this. I would watch it if I wasn't on it.
Yeah, you would. Do you watch a lot of cartoons? Because I catch myself getting stuck watching cartoons. You strike me as a young...
I do. I do a lot of animation. I've been a fan of it for so long. But yeah, I do. I think it's an amazing art form.
Now, can you give us some advice on how to keep goldfish alive? Because I read that you have kept two separate goldfish alive for 9 years.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, Kelly.
That's not possible.
I don't know. I think I had mutant fish. They just wouldn't... with, for lack of a better phrase, they would not die. I won them in a fair in college, and they just kept surviving no matter what I did. I left them in my car overnight once in college.
Oh my!
A little travel thing, and it almost froze, and they survived that.
That's
and
crazy.
I have no idea. And then, oddly enough, they both died on the same night.
Whoa! It's like the Notebook.
Yeah. It's seriously.
That is so cool. I mean, not that they live for 9 years.
Their names were Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, goldfish.
Yeah.
They're kind of lame pets, but that's pretty cool that you kept their lives along.
I don't understand it. I still don't.
Well, The Nut Job, Nutty by Nature, in theaters Friday, August 11th. That's this Friday, starring Bobby Moynihan as the mayor who's going to knock down the park. And he also has a few movies coming out with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Killing Gunther. That's coming out soon. He's got DuckTales. He's
busy.
You're a busy man. Working myself, and I.
Yeah, I'm trying. Guys.
Hustling.
And he's living out in L.A., which means we can come visit you now, Bobby.
Yes.
Yeah, come on over.
Just like you were allowed to go visit him before. You did feed him ice cream, though.
Yeah, he did feed me ice cream, so we'll forever have that. Bobby Moynihan, Thank you for waking up early and talking to us this morning, dude.
No sweat. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Bobby.
We'll
see you, buddy.
Keep the talking alive.
What? Bye.
Hey.
Yeah.
See ya.
Keep the talking alive?
I don't know. I don't know.
Keep the talking alive?
Because he's going to go talk more with radio stations.
That's what you meant?
I meant to say keep
sense.
The talk going.
Keep
and then alive came out because I'm stupid around
Put
Bobby.
Put that on your t-shirt.
I wish
you should write down your
that.
Opening clothes.
I can't.
Keep talking alive because that's where it all is.
That's just some people you just really look up to and you just become an idiot when you talk to them.
Yeah,
that's me and Bobby Moynihan. Was that like that in person with him, Jenna?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
We're going to go ahead and keep the talking alive on the show. Keep
the
talking alive.
Keep the talking alive.
Wish I could redo my t-shirt now that we're doing.
Find
out our t-shirt designs next week. Speaking of next week, a lot of B-Dubs music hangouts happening.
Really?
Yeah. Starting with the guys, Why Don't We? We on something, something, something. We on something different. We on something, something, something. Right down your alley, Kelly. Boy band.
I love boy bands.
Young, good-looking guys.
How old are these boy banders?
Old enough, Kelly.
Old enough.
Old enough.
That's
right.
Old enough.
Okay.
At least a couple of them. They're going to stop by the show today, and you'll hear that interview next week. The guys are touring right now. New boy band alert. We need one in our lives. There they are.
There is a void that I need filled.
I know. It was left by One Direction. Why don't we? Why don't we fill that void? That's why they came up with that
name.
I wish
my daughter was in town. She's out of town.
Yeah.
Is she really?
I would have loved to be here to see them.
Where's she at right now?
She's traveling.
She's in Atlanta.
Oh, the ATL.
Hotlanta, as the locals call it.
Yeah? Hotlanta, that's what the locals are calling it?
I don't think the locals call it that.
Hotlanta.
So. Some do, I guess. I don't know. Also, ladies, speaking of One Direction... Louis Tomlinson. Oh, you stress me out. You kill me. He was supposed to stop by a few weeks back.
Months ago. We were so disappointed. That all kind of fell apart.
He wasn't feeling well. Some things went down.
Happened.
And so he had to cancel. But he's making good on his promise to stop by, and he's coming by. Louis Tomlinson. Such a nice guy, too. I can't wait to talk to him. And I'm really excited because we get to talk to the second best ginger of all time. First one being Kelly Raspberry,
thank
of
you.
Course. Ed Sheeran. I'm on my way. On the show next week. Driving at 19. At least we'll get the interview next week.
Big week.
Yeah. Now, I remember when Ed used to come to us. You know, he would come to the studio.
Yeah, well, times change.
Times change.
You know?
Now we go to him.
The fact that he still speaks to us speaks volumes.
Such a cool dude. The fact that he's talking to people, even though he doesn't need to, his album's crushing it. His music's all over the radio. He technically could just sit back, go do his show, and not have to worry about doing interviews, but he's still kind enough to sit down.
Very nice.
That's the biggest bummer when they get so famous, like a Rihanna. She doesn't really do interviews.
Yeah.
So... we don't get the chance
and we
to
don't
talk
blame
to
them.
Our heroes.
We don't blame Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars if they don't want to do interviews.
Would
but
you
they still do,
yeah, would you do interviews if you were at that level?
No.
No.
Do interviews.
Kelly, help me with this. Jesse, you may have been here. Was Beyonce huge when she came by here?
Well, Destiny's Child came by, and they were really just kind of, you
not
know,
too big, maybe, but...
Were they at Bootylicious stage by that point? I'm not sure.
As a group, they were big, but it's not like what Beyonce is now. That,
yeah.
there's
no,
you
it
can't
was
get
nothing.
Close to that. Yeah.
If they don't
like
need
now.
Us, they don't do it.
Right.
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 Except
like
Ed.
A new, like something to promote right. or when she was doing her solo thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like Ed needs us, but he's just still being
nice.
Good to the people who
are
good to him.
Yeah. He's still Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He's the same guy that came in the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot more money.
And more tats.
And more tats and more hits. And he really likes those math symbols. So a couple more math symbol albums.
Yeah, you have to ask
wear your
him
math shirt.
Ask him what's his favorite math symbol.
Yeah,
that'll be a good question.
I got that shirt that has the.
That I think it's a math shirt.
My multiplication and addition and
division.
And division.
Oh, he'll be so excited to see that.
He's gonna like that.
You have to get him to sign it.
I will. Well, I like that shirt, so I don't know if I want him to sign it.
Why not? It makes it more valuable.
I want to keep wearing it. Jenna, you brought up Rihanna.
Uh huh.
There's a documentary. That Chris Brown is releasing called Chris Brown, Welcome to My Life.
Hmm. Oh,
now,
no.
Now, a few years back, about 7 years back, we're about to listen to the moment that changed Chris Brown's life. Because before that happened, I would say Chris Brown was loved by...
likeable guy.
Everyone. Yeah. I mean, he was considered one of the greatest dancers out there.
Oh, right. So fun.
His songs were fun. He had hits all over the place. He was dating Rihanna, who was doing the same thing he was doing.
They were another Britney and Justin, as far as I was concerned.
That's exactly what they were.
Right?
And then the night of the fight happened, and it has gone downhill for Chris Brown. Rihanna has... she came out of it on top.
Sure.
But Chris Brown, he's been sinking since that day. And
has he been sinking?
Well,
I wouldn't
kind of,
say that necessarily because people still work with him. He still, you know, gets the awards. He has a lot of legal battles, but he's still working.
Yeah, but the respect, I don't think he has the respect that he had back
not
then.
The respect that
no.
he had, but it,
well,
he's still
should
working.
You when you beat a woman?
No, of course not. You shouldn't have the respect. In fact, I don't think he should have a career after what he did to Rihanna, but... people say you need second chances. He's gotten 2, 3, 4, 5.
He's had a whole bunch of second
chances. But he keeps
screwing up. But he finally talked about it, right?
Right.
And they haven't talked about that night.
That's the thing. In this documentary, he talks about that night.
Oh,
Rihanna
really?
Hasn't really gone in depth.
No, she won't.
She won't talk about it. He, every time you tried to ask him about it, or people did, he would get mad.
Mm.
Well, he does in this one. Here's the clip of what happened that night, according to Chris Brown.
7 years ago, when I was about 17, 18, you know, the whole Rihanna incident happened. You know, a lot of that changed my life. And that night at that Clive Davis party, that I made sure the person that I was involved with before, I said, hey, if you can't come around to these places, and the person comes in, comes right to the table, say, hey, what's up, y'all? And I already know it's an issue, so I say, hey, cool. And I keep it, and they keep it moving, they leave. I look over at Rihanna, and she's bawling, she's just crying. In the middle of the ceremony about to start, she's just crying. And I'm like, yo, please, babe, don't do this. Like, don't do this in here. Like I didn't know, I promise, I swear to God, I didn't know. You know, and then we left.
And Juan, just a few hours ago, we saw Chris Brown drive off. According to sources, the alleged fight broke out inside a Lamborghini that was located at Hancock Park.
As you know, young relationships, any relationship is based on trust, but because I told her that, she didn't trust me with anything. So I would give her the option of, oh, you can look at my phone. So I gave her the phone. She looks at the phone and there's a message and it says, kill the Grammys, do your thing. And I didn't read the rest of the message, I didn't open it. So she opened the message, and the rest of the message said, I'll see you at the cloud party. So off the top, she thought I was lying. She starts going off. She throws the phone. I hate you, whatever, whatever. Starts hitting me. We're in a little Lamborghini. You know, she's fighting me, and I'm like, look, I'm telling you the truth. I swear to God. You know, I'm telling you the truth. Stop it. So then she hits me a couple more times, and I just kind of just, it doesn't go from translation to, let's sit down, I'm telling you the truth. It goes to, now I'm finna be mean and be evil. Arguing. So then, like, I remember she tried to kick me. It's like just her just being upset. But then I really hit her. Like I with a closed fist, like I punched her. You know, and it busted her lip. And when I saw it, I was in shock. Why the hell did I hit her like? So from there, she's trying to grab for my phone. And I'm not giving her my phone to throw it out of the window. So I pull over in Hancock Park, maybe less than 2-3 miles from my house. Because I'm just trying to resolve the situation. I'm not trying to fight any further. I don't want to, like, I love her. I don't want to hurt my girlfriend. You know, so I pull over. So she takes the keys out of the car. I'm in park. She takes the keys out of the car and throws fakes like she throws them out the window. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I get out the car. And she yells out of her door, help, he's trying to kill me. I said, stop, like, we're going to get in trouble. So I'm looking for the keys. She's sitting on the keys. And I was like, you know what? You got the keys. You can drive home. By this time, her lip was busted. She had a knot because I pushed her head up against the window. And you know, a lot of the times, like, I look back at that picture and I'm just like, yo, bro, like, that's not me, bro. That's not me. Like, I hate it to this day. You know what I'm saying? That's going to haunt me forever.
I was hurt the most. Nobody felt what I felt. It happened. It happened to me. And it happened to me in front of the world. It was embarrassing. It was humiliating. It was hurtful. You know, it's not easy.
Man.
Wow.
There's listening to people talk about what went down, which is what we heard. And then there's hearing him say, I hit her with a close fist.
Yeah. He admits it.
Wow. I want to see that.
I mean, that's basically, that the reports were right. That's exactly what was being reported.
Yep. Well, I love her, but I think we all assumed they were getting, you know, very fighting, out of control and she was fighting, which does not make what he did right. I wish she has been more vocal about what happened or, you know, what she did, what he did. She has such a platform and she's one of my favorite celebrities. I would like to see that. I know it's uncomfortable.
It would be beneficial if she would come forward and say, it's not right for a girl to hit either.
Yeah.
Right. That's what she should do. It doesn't mean she should have been hit. I'm not justifying what he did at all. But it would be very helpful because a lot of girls think, I can do whatever I want. And you see it on reality shows.
Yeah.
You see it on reality shows.
Right.
Because they know if a man does one thing, he's going to jail. She can wail on him, punch on him.
Right.
And these things, and they get away with it. And that's not right either. So it would be very beneficial if someone on her level would come forward and say, it's not right for me to kick and punch my boyfriend either.
Right.
Because we view her that way, not as much as a victim. As like, I mean, she uses her sexuality. She's strong. Yeah. She's, in a sense, I mean, I love her in a lot of ways. A lot of girls do, I know. But I've always been disappointed that she hasn't been more open about what happened.
How open was she when Oprah interviewed her? I remember the interview.
More.
I can't remember what she really said. But I don't remember it being anything.
I don't remember
her. She attributed a lot of it to being young and immature.
Yeah.
And that was really the extent of it.
Yeah. And the main thing is when these things start, when you feel those emotions start to well up, you know where you're headed. The grown-up thing is to walk away.
But the problem with Chris, and like, yeah. If
he said it. I wanted to be evil.
He's saying, though, I hate myself for that. I hate myself. Okay, well, now about what happened with your next girlfriend.
With Carucci. She's saying the same thing.
And his pattern repeated, and he didn't fix it.
Yeah. Now, you're not a kid then, Chris.
Is she going to talk about that in this documentary?
I think people forgave that incident with both of them. It's because he's done so much since.
Yeah.
Man. But I don't really want to watch the documentary.
I don't either.
That was interesting.
That was very interesting.
That's enough.
Yeah.
But if you do want to watch it, it's on iTunes and Amazon. It's called Chris Brown, Welcome to My Life.
I don't know if I want to go to your life.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I fix that life, man.
But I do remember the time that Jenna was in. Were you invited to play basketball with him, or was it Justin Bieber? It was us.
Jenna and I were.
No, it was Shamar Moore.
That he was going to play
invited me to Usher. His house, but he was playing with Chris Brown.
Yeah. I want to say Usher. Oh, because I'm doing a story on Usher later.
No, and that was actually not...
I told Jenna she should have gone. She didn't go because I had to fly out and she didn't want to go by herself.
Why would I go to Shamar Moore's house alone to play basketball and get in a pool with Chris Brown? Like, that just did not feel like my scene alone.
For the show?
Not just Chris Brown. Not having my back. Bad news. I would never, ever advise a girl to go to a stranger, even if it's a celebrity's house, alone with a bunch of guys.
Looking back at it, probably the better decision was you not going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... But back then,
I was trying to be mature and just think like a smart girl.
You made the right choice. You made the right choice.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Well, you guys, I hope this phone call goes better than the one we had with Bobby Moynihan. At least for me, because I was a mess.
Yeah. Gray, does it make you nervous?
No, not this one, because we've talked to Gray Drake basically every single week for the last few years. So I feel very confident that this call will go perfect, right, Gray Drake?
Oh, no, man. I'm going to make this one the worst.
Love it. Love
it. Great. I totally choked. We just talked to Bobby Moynihan because his movie's coming out this week. And I just idolize him so much that I didn't know what to say.
What did you say?
You know, sometimes that happens, guys. It's not often, but even I get a little bit flustered sometimes.
Have you ever ended an interview with Keep Talking Alive?
Keep the talking alive. Yeah.
Talking alive.
Have you ever done something that dumb?
Oh, God, no.
Keep the talking alive.
Damn, that hurts.
Oh, JC, that's...
I can't stop thinking about it. I'm going to have nightmares about Keep Talking Alive.
That's your next tattoo, dude.
Oh, God. You know what? I've been in the middle of some awkward interviews, though, in which... the actor thought that I mistook him for another actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so I had to iron that out. And then I panicked in the middle of the interview because then he made me question myself.
Like, am I talking to this person?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it happens. But that's, you know, and you are so brave. You're doing a service to the nervous people of the world for not editing it and cutting it and make yourself look better.
Well, that's what happens with live dang radio.
Oh, God. You know what? It's a gift. And there's someone out there who's just every bit as nervous as you are or were. So really, I mean, you're doing the Lord's work, JC.
Thank you, Greg.
Wow, the Lord's work.
Well, speaking of Bobby Moynihan, do you want to get into his movie, Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, first?
Why don't we? Because y'all could probably tell me more about it than I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's about the squirrel that...
it was rhetorical.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of those movies that they didn't screen for critics.
Oh, no.
Right. And here's what I'll say. I do know that Will Arnett's character he's sort of leading the animals in the charge against these mean developers that are going to change the park into an amusement park. And that's all I know. And so I looked up the last Nut Job movie for the score to see how did it do. And it was 10% rotten. This is another case of an animated movie just being for you're getting your kids to shut their yap for a minute. Now, did you guys go see the Emoji Movie?
No, I decided not to.
I took
your advice and avoided it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bless you, my children.
Yeah.
This is good news. I was going to relate this movie to the Emoji Movie. So it didn't do well with critics, and it's not going to win any awards. But there was a certain age range of kids that enjoyed the film. So, you know, as a parent, like, that's what you want, to see the look of joy on your child's face while they zone out in front of mindless entertainment. And that is what Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, with a weird, obscure 90s music reference in the title, is going to do for your kids.
Okay.
All right. Huh.
I've learned that I can show my kids the longer trailer, and I tell them that's the movie. And so far, it's worked a couple times.
they think they've actually seen it.
Yeah, they think they've seen the movie. That's what I did with the Emoji Movie. I might do that with Nutty by Nature as well. What else we got this week?
You're going to miss those days when they get older.
Oh, I know. I know.
Woo. So we also have in theaters The Glass Castle.
I read that book. That book was depressing.
Oh, God, and so is the movie.
Oh, no.
This is about a girl that sees her homeless father on the street, right?
Correct.
And I'm trying not to give away. I read it a long time ago. Okay.
Well, in the movie, that woman is played by Brie Larson.
I love her.
And her homeless father is played by Woody Harrelson.
Wow.
So it's a true story.
Good casting.
And so the movie has switched back and forth between the present day and her past. And it shows you what this woman went through growing up. And it is a true story, like you said. So the parents, Woody Harrelson and Naomi Watts, are very neglecting. They're neglectful of their children. And that was the part of the movie that was very hard for me to watch, because although it's not a completely unusual experience, what some of the things they go through, I was so angry at the parents that I had a hard time really focusing on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what I'll say about it. I thought the performances were really captivating for such a difficult story. I was very emotionally engaged in it. And so that means that it is now officially time to leave behind the glory of cars exploding and buckets of popcorn and joy on your face while you hide from the heat. It's now the time of year where you watch movies about fancy people and drink tea with your pinkies up.
Yeah. I'd much rather think of you with joy on your face, Gray.
Oh. What?
Who's joy?
Once you said that, I couldn't have it. I had nothing else in my brain. That's all I could focus on.
That was joy, right?
Joy. Yes, joy.
Joy. All right.
So, I mean, award season has begun, but I'll tell you that our critics disagree with me, and currently this movie is actually rotten on the tomato meter.
Oh.
I know, I found that pretty surprising, but I guess that's how it goes. If you're a Brie Larson fan and you want to leave behind the fun of the summer, go see Glass Castle, because it is depressing.
Right. We have another movie out, too?
We do, and there's something that this is the movie I'm most excited about this week, Annabelle Creation.
The previews are freaking me out. I am so out on this.
What's this one about?
Annabelle, it's the Conjuring doll.
Oh!
Out.
Yeah.
And that is the thing about Annabelle. We first saw her in the Conjuring movie, the first one, and she's so upsetting. They gave her a spinoff. Now, the first Annabelle movie, Jenna Back Me Up, was not good.
Not good. You're absolutely right. Didn't like it. Wasn't into it.
Right. This one totally fixed all those problems.
Ooh.
And it is so fun and so good and spooky. I walked out of the movie in broad daylight and still was walking fast in my car.
Really? Okay, great. Rank them. Conjuring 1, Conjuring sequel, Annabelle, this Annabelle.
Well, I still think that this Annabelle Creation would fall after the first two Conjuring movies in that order.
Okay.
However, I thought Conjuring 2 was very good, so it's still a compliment, right?
It is. I didn't love the second one. The first one, I think, is one of the best scary movies I've seen in a long time, though.
It's definitely a different vibe for the second Conjuring, and Annabelle Creation is more of a prequel telling us where Annabelle came from. And so here's the thing. I got to be honest. It's like, is the threat of nuclear war scarier than this damn doll with a whole bunch of orphans? I don't know, guys. I'm kind of going with the doll because this stuff is scary.
Yeah.
Dolls
the commercials are
scary. Are
horrifying. I saw like a sneak preview on Bravo. They did like this extended sneak preview. Yeah. I was like, I'm out.
Oh,
that's a good Halloween idea.
Yeah.
Huh. So Annabelle Creation definitely gets the franchise back on track. It's scary. It's fun. And that doll, my God, that doll. Could we just set her on fire, for God's sake? Why is she not dead yet?
Right?
And this movie is currently fresh.
Mm.
Nice.
On the tomato meter. That's very rare for a horror movie.
I love Halloween.
It's going to be, it's so good, isn't it? I get excited every year. I'm like, oh, it's fall again.
I'm so excited. I got my decorations ordered.
Ooh, already?
Got my costume in the works.
Wow.
Yeah, Gray, I'm advanced.
Is your costume a big reveal, or are you going to tell us what it is?
It's a big reveal.
This is mine and Wheezy's. I do two costumes. I do one of my own when I go out with friends, and then I do one with Wheezy just for a great photo, like last year with Jane Goodall and Harambe.
Yeah. Wheezy's are pug.
Yeah, not the real little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this year, yeah. Mine and Wheezy's costume, epic. Gray, you're going to love it because we are playing a... let's see the hint I can give you. An iconic interracial movie duo.
Yes.
Oh,
good
wow.
tease, Jenna.
Oh,
good
my
tease.
God. I already have guesses. We're going to talk offline about
okay.
it because I want to bother you about it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, slip into my DMs. I'll tell you.
Oh, this is so great. So get ready for Halloween early. This is going to get you in the mood. This is the pick of the week. It's going to make you forget all your problems.
There
Yay!
It is. Annabelle Creation is your pick of the week from Gray Drake. The Glass Castle, she liked it. Her coworkers didn't like it so much. And then Nutty by Nature, that one was not screened for critics, but still take the kids because It'll we all need up. A little break.
What are you going to do?
Right, Gray?
All right, that's it. You got it.
We'll talk to you next
alive.
Week.
Keep movies alive.
Booyah.
Yeah, keep talking alive.
Keep talking alive.
All right.
Talking alive.
Oh. So embarrassing. I know. It's brutal.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.